Welcome to the O Woman Podcast, where we discuss so many things related to women's sexuality, bodies, thoughts, and lives. We'll talk about everything from our relationships, to our orgasms, to our children, and our ovaries. And we'll share outstanding experiences and ordinary ones. I'm Emma, and a big open welcome to you. Thanks for joining me for the show today. This is episode 87 of the O Woman Podcast. And today I wanted to talk about some of the more raunchy topics that we so enjoy. So today's episode is about using your senses during oral sex. So I wanted to start off today talking about how the reality for oral sex is that some people really like it and some people not so much. It's kind of a get it done kind of thing for you. You might be one of the people that doesn't like it so much. And you might be one of those people that doesn't like it whether or not you're maybe going to engage in oral sex with a man or a woman. So some of the reasons I've heard for people not liking oral sex that much is, it's kind of gooey. It's kind of smelly. It's kind of, you know, all up in that other person's space. You know, it's a little like a little gross in kind of a region that, you know, maybe your mouth isn't supposed to be. Now I beg to differ, but I understand the sentiment. So I wanted to talk about oral sex in a different way today, about how it's really a sensory experience, and when you think about it that way, perhaps it will change your ideas about the way it can be, what it's like, and if it's any fun or not. Now, the things I'm going to talk about, though, it does require that you kind of dive in head first. That was meant to be a joke a little bit, but I also, it wasn't at the same time. So you kind of have to dive in head first to this idea in order to reap the benefits of what I'm going to talk about today. So at least listen and see what you think and then decide if it's worth trying. So even if you're not really open to this oral sex, if you don't like it all that much, still just think about it and see. Open your mind, as they say. So the thing about any experience that we encounter in our lives, oral sex included, is that you can use your five senses to experience it. So when we forget to use our five senses for sexual interactions, it's kind of a shame. And sometimes you might be using your five senses without realizing that you are. You might be experiencing it in a way and you're getting kind of the full experience because you're absorbing sounds and sights without thinking about it. But you also might be kind of forgetting about those things and just getting it done, so to speak, if oral sex is not your favorite thing. So working on actually appreciating the act of oral sex as opposed to just doing it when you have to or kind of avoiding it, is going to probably help you actually enjoy it as opposed to just appreciate the experience for what it is. The senses of sight, taste, touch, smell, hearing really can make an experience better for both of the people involved. And that's kind of a big key point to think about because it not only makes you potentially enjoy it more because you're more in the moment, you're more focused, you're more aware. It also allows you to be more appreciative, like I said before, but it is going to be better for your partner because they're going to realize that you're more into it and they're going to actually notice straight up as opposed to just realizing kind of on the down low. They're going to see straight up in your face that you're looking at them, or they're going to be able to tell, hey, they're smelling me, or hey, they're touching me in this new place. So that's going to really make it more exciting for both of you. So let's start by talking about one of the five senses. We're just gyna, which is pretty funny because gynecologist and crotch. Okay. So we're just going to go through the five senses and talk a little bit about how you can use them to make the oral sex experience better. So let's start with sight. Sight is kind of an obvious one when it comes to anything sexual. In the middle of oral sex, you can stop. Please keep that in mind. You can take a break. You can look at the other person's crotch. You can appreciate it. Look at it. Just try this. Take a break. Look at it. What does it look like? What color is it? Where's the hair? Do you like the way it's shaped? What's going on with it? I hope that the answer is yes, you like it. Otherwise, why are you near it? And if you like the person but not their crotch, please explain that to me. They're related. It's part of the same person. We're animals. We have body parts. You can't deny certain body parts just because they're a little bit weirder or you're not as used to them. The purpose would be to get more used to them so you're not as freaked out by them. So you can stop and look at their crotch. You can think about it. You can ponder it. You can imagine it doing things or you doing things to it, whether you've done it or not, because that might turn you on. So you can do all of those things. You can also stop and use your sense of sight to look at their face. to look at the rest of their body and the way they're shaped and the things about them that you find beautiful and attractive. Especially this is going to work if you're not as into oral sex. It's allowing you to kind of redirect your ideas and think about the other aspects of their body that you really do want to get really close with. It's going to help you think a little bit more about getting closer with their crotch. So stop and look at their face. It also allows you guys to make eye contact, and it includes sort of a sexy kind of pause thing going on in the moment. This could be before you started going down on the person. This could be after you started going down on the person. And I'm going to speak today mostly about if you were the person going down on your partner, but you can always reverse this and think about how to appreciate oral sex as the receiver. Or if you're trading off, you know, or you're doing it at the same time as the 69er. I talked an entire episode about why 69 is really awesome and the different positions that are associated. Now let's think about employing your sense of taste. Now this might seem rather obvious because this is oral sex, so your mouth is doing stuff to their crotch. But there's lots of layers here of focusing on taste. So first of all, when you're going down on your partner, you can actually notice the taste. You're thinking, hey, I notice how this tastes. Reflect on that. Is it a little bit weird? Is it wonderful? Is it, you know, what else is going on with your tongue and the taste that's involved? If you slow down a little bit and you focus on actually savoring the taste, or at least processing it, maybe it isn't savory to you, or at least processing it, then it slows down your rhythm a little bit. The rhythm of you actually hoping for your partner to have an orgasm. It slows down the rhythm of your mouth or your tongue or whatever you're using. And it allows for a more organic experience. So when you're in that nether region, don't just dive in and try to get it done. That is not going to make it fun. Think about that in other aspects of your life. It's never really fun when you just go and do something just to get it over with. Even if it's something you have to do and you're not so into it necessarily. Or maybe you are into it. It's so much better when you slow down and you enjoy the moment. Because let's face it, this is part of your life. This is life. You can't just skip it and pretend like it didn't happen. This is part of your experience. So at least be there in the moment, enjoying it or experiencing it for what it is. So don't just dive in there. Think about taking your time. There are many different aspects to either a guy's or a girl's crotch that taste different. For a girl's crotch, there's all these different folds. For a guy's crotch, there's all these different parts of the penis, and there's all these different parts of the other areas of the crotch too. Because who knows? Maybe you'll be able to taste the sweat on their skin. Maybe that would be nice for you. Maybe that wouldn't. Maybe you'll be able to taste just the way their body naturally smells, since that has a lot to do with smell. And taste and smell are so related. So tasting, while it seems a little like, woo, that's a little bit intense. Think about actually tasting. Let's be honest. Come on, people, we do that. You know we taste our partner's crotches. That's just reality. And I hope that you find that your partner's crotch tastes nice to you. And if you fear that it won't, you could always give them a heads up and say, hey, let's shower together before we go have sex/oral sex, because I would really like to enjoy this. You know, don't say it in that way, but I would really like for you to enjoy it, and I would really like to be into it, and I think I would be less preoccupied if I wasn't thinking about if one of us was stinky or smelly or dirty. That's a fair thing to say, as long as you're approaching it in the right way. So think about taste. The big thing about taste is that it's going to slow you down. It's going to allow you to process and think about what's happening in the moment. Now for the sense of touch, kind of the more obvious sense here, because this is one of the huge ones. Without it, it'd be pretty hard to have orgasms or have sex, is touch. So now there's lots of layers to that too. You can always stop oral sex for a little while to use your hands on their crotch, on their other parts. You can go look at their face. You can kiss their face. That's all touching. You can rub your body up against them. You can just touch them with your hands. And then also, too, in a more specific oral sex kind of way, you can use different parts of your oral region, your mouth, etc., to touch them during oral sex. So please don't forget that you have a tongue. Don't forget that you have teeth. Don't forget that you have lips in various ways. Now, your lips and your tongue are movable things, so you should be able to do lots of different things with them based on what you can tell they like or what's fun for you. You can be hard with your tongue or soft with your tongue. You can be soft or hard with your lips. You can use your teeth, but please no major biting unless you've talked to your partner about it in advance, because I don't really know who would really want to get bitten in that area. But the feeling of teeth touching up against something might be nice for someone if there's no biting going on. So the thing about touch is that you can really use variation with your mouth for touching during oral sex, but you can use variation with the rest of your body. You can always stop oral sex for a moment and do other things, or just snuggle with them, or just have a moment. You can stop and look at them. You know, you're mixing up the senses here. You're going to stop and rub their back, or you're going to stop and look at them, or you're going to stop and smell their neck. You know, think about the way to throw in all of these different senses to make the experience positive for you. This is about enjoying each other. This is about enjoying yourself, giver of oral sex, and definitely about them enjoying it too, because they're receiving oral sex. So let's hope they enjoy it. The point is for you both to enjoy it. And then the fifth sense that I want to talk about today is hearing. And this one might be something that you might not think about necessarily as much. But there's a lot of sounds to be heard during sex or oral sex. There's a lot of crotchal sounds, like there's lots of, you know, gooey sounds going on. You can hear those sounds sometimes. There's other sounds like your partner making noise or even you making noise. Now, not just listening, but you even making noise yourself. So making the process really noisy on purpose with your lips, or making the process really noisy because you're making noises with your vocal cords, or if they are. So sound is a really nice thing to think about, because oftentimes sound is a measure of if your partner's into it. Not always. You know your partner better than I do, obviously. But oftentimes if they're moaning, they like it. So it's nice to have that as kind of a little pressure gauge of how hot it's really getting in the room and how much they're liking it. So this was just sort of a little overview of thinking about breaking down oral sex into the focusing on of different senses. We have five senses. We actually probably have many more than that, but we have five senses, and it's worth using them together as a great team to make oral sex fun, to make oral sex intimate, to make oral sex actually sensual, not just sexual, actually spiritual and emotional. You can do it in all these different ways, and the great thing is it's up to you, because you have control over sight and touch and smell and hearing and taste. And you're able to take the person that you're giving oral sex on an adventure with you. And in the process, you're going on a really great oral sex adventure of your own. So if you have listened to this podcast, this episode, and you decide, hey, I am going to try that. Oral sex was never my favorite, but I'm going to try to break it down and really be in the moment with it. Let me know how it goes. I really hope it goes really well. I know that this kind of thing works for me, so I really hope it works for you. I would love to hear from you. So you can always email me, emma@owomanpodcast.com. You can leave a message, a comment on the website, owomanpodcast.com. Also, check us out on Facebook. You can say something there. A Woman Podcast. Pretty easy to find me on all these venues. And definitely subscribe on iTunes if you want to hear any of the other episodes in the future or ones you've missed. Please like the episodes too. That would be awesome to have some stars and be ranked on iTunes. That would be great. So please do those things. And I encourage you, just think about what I've said. Try it out if you feel comfortable. See how you feel. It's a fantastic experience when you approach it the right way and when you're really in it. So using all five of your senses is going to help you really be in it with oral sex. As always, I love talking with you guys, and I'll talk to you next time. Okay, bye.